Yes, I had to take a phone call, and here's why. Because I promised that we were going to have Rowdy Roddy Piper on. A guy's made his mark in the world of pro wrestling with his new book, In the Pit with Piper, Roddy Gets Rowdy. Shows that he's made a mark in a lot more ways, including on himself, by facing a whole bunch of challenges. So here to share some of the stories from In the Pit with Piper is Rowdy Roddy Piper. Good morning, boss.
Hello, sir. First of all, Chris, it's an honor to be on your show. I want you to know, like, I was raised all over the world since I've been born, and one of my homes is Woodbridge, New Jersey. And I had my first daughter there, and I used to live right across from the Woodbridge Shopping Plaza, big shopping plaza. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and that's a pretty good thing for me, because we got a lot of them shopping plazas here in New Jersey.
Yes, you do. Yeah, I'm a country bumpkin. I'm from Scotland. But in any case, I have my first child, and I have a lot of wonderful memories of that time, and I just wanted you to know that it was a very special time. It was my first child, and my heart, a little bit of it's right there. And I also see why New Jersey got caught in a flood, Chris. It's in the book. My wife and my first kid were at some Seabright motel, and the river started flooding, and the baby was in the little cradle. My wife was beating me. It was like 3 in the morning trying to get an old grump up, and I ended up pulling this trailer out, and the National Guard came, and I got my kids, wife and kid, they were really good about it, got them to a National Guard to a school. I went out, and I was looking for the Hyatt. I paid $6,000 to get the Hyatt for 2 months so my son would be okay. In the morning comes a trailer in the local paper, and there's my wife and baby on the front page, destitute family. I don't think that one's in the book. But in any case, we made it, and thanks to the good Lord and a lot of wonderful fans.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it that the wife makes it in the papers before Roddy does?
I tell you, only thing I'm afraid of is God and my wife, Kitty. She's 4'11 and a half, 100 pounds. She's a poisonous to her friends. I love her to death, man. 22 years we've been married. It's wonderful, man.
I got to give you the rundown because Roddy's doing a homecoming of sorts. Starting on tomorrow, he's going to be first at East Brunswick at the Borders Books and Music. That's at the Mid-State Mall at 2 o'clock. Then he moves it over to Watchung at 7 o'clock for the Borders Books and Music. If you want to drive down to Whitehall, it's just outside of Allentown. He's there Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Borders Books and Music.
Oh, yeah.
And then Monday, you got the big show, New York City, Times Square, Planet Hollywood, 4 o'clock.
You know, it's funny how things happen. Nothing's been premeditated, Chris, in my whole life. Not even my birth, man. And I've gone along, and there's been some wonderful people in Planet Hollywood, Times Square. And they've got a red carpet out for me. I mean, I'm just an old street kid, man, and with a great education. They've got a red carpet, and there's this wonderful man, Father Jason Sanderson, who's going to talk about the Day Springs Healing Center for some of my frat brothers that have needed help in the past and couldn't get it. And listen to this. It's 4 to 6, Planet Hollywood, Times Square. 7 o'clock, 2 doors down, is Raw.
Well.
Well, me die. I just can't help myself, Chris. So, even the fans, you got a 2-for-1. Come on over and cheer, boo me, whatever you want to do. I want to see you, man. I'm going to walk in the Raw and say hi, man.
I want to spotlight something here in the book because normally, and someone tells a story, you expect to hear a lot about the person, but you give a lot of credit to Kitty, the wife, because as people would assume, wife of a pro wrestler has to deal and tolerate with a lot of stuff. Some of it from you, by the way, I've read.
You know, my lawyer once told me, Chris, if you ever get a divorce, I want to represent your wife. He said, my wife is my best friend. I met her when I was with a guy named Killer Brooks who had hair all over his body except for the top of his head. He was from Waxahachie, Texas, and she worked at a JoJo's, the only place you can get prime rib after midnight, and we would fight late, and I went in there. There was this beautiful 19-year-old girl, I was about 23, and she was hair in her bun, no makeup, and I just simply said, you know, now look, you're meeting in a wholesome way. Hey, Killer. That's the kind of lady a guy I'd like to marry. He goes, hey, yo, come on over here. She changes sections with the manager, and she can't. I can't see her for 6 weeks. I kept dropping my number off and dropping my number off. Finally, she called, and our first date was This kid's kind of awkward. We're sitting on the back of the swings. Where does a wrestler take a date? You know, I never had the date. So I'm in the back, and I'm in the swings in the back of a school. And on me is a 380 automatic. I've been wrestling for quite a long time this time, and I was so sort of things. And here's Bambi in the swing. Talk about the wolf in sheep's clothing. But she turned out, she's never raised her voice. She calls me, when I'm mad, she says, "Now, Roderick, you're being a real jerk. Yes, ma'am." And I one time I come home, a hand comes out with the garbage. She says, "You ain't hot rod here." That's the real Rod Toombs.
You got to tell this one story, because one night down in Charlotte, there were some jerks outside making noise, and you and your friend Smith and Wesson went out there to take care of business. And it's always important, this is a lesson, a reminder for wives, you have to know when to show up and know what to say. Your wife apparently has that mastered.
And I feel like I'm in therapy and I need it. Go, Chris. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. Right? Is this the one you're referring to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, you're right, you said, you're right, but reasonably, so these guys come in, and, you know, back then, you know, chewing the baggie, and these chichis, pickup trucks come circling in the back of the apartment, they got the lights on bright. I was, you know, relaxing. I was with my wife there, we hadn't had a child yet, and, you know, I just hadn't dressed her, big belly, I've had my jeans undone, you know, I'm watching TV, and I've had a few beers, and all of a sudden, here comes these hunters. And back then, you know, we used to carry firearms. And so here I go running out with these 357s going bang, bang. But my pants fall down, my jeans fall down, and halter me like a horse, and I go straight down my face. I remember, so then when I really remember, I kind of look up, and there she is, very quietly with her arms crossed, looking down. She says, Roderick, don't you think we should go back in? And so I hand her the 2357 Magnum. You know, she's 4'11 and a half. And I couldn't resist her. And I get back in. She says, "You know, next time, I think you may be able to have, just like, next time, I think you may be able to handle that in a more diplomatic way." Yes, dear.
Boy, you're just blowing all the image people had of you with this book, man.
Oh, I got another switch, Chris. But I learned, you know, I learned about family. All I ever wanted was a family. And in the pit with Piper, I put this book out just from my heart and my memory. It's my 35th year. I had over 7,000 pro fights. I go over like four generations. I've seen so many wonderful people. This is the last time I won't tour the United States. I won't go home and play with my corn muffin and my kids. And I want a chance in these places to say hello, and especially in Jersey. You know, I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I know the gentleman. And coming there will do my heart good. And Times Square will do my ego good. And then I'm just going to take my bags and go up on my mountain and pet my deaf Great Dane, who's my therapist. When it's got its eyes closed, I yell at it. If it opens its eyes, I pet it. If it's happy, I'm happy. I'm going to save $100, you know? That's how I'm going to do it, Mike, man. I'm in the movie.
Going to wrap up our time here with Roddy Piper. His book is In the Pit with Piper. And you pay tribute, obviously, to a lot of the great guys they had to work with. You point out the jerks, too, which is, you know, part of the fun of reading your stories, to say the least. You were there for every era that modern wrestling saw, you were basically there doing something. I remember you. I remember watching you.
You were a kid, right?
No, not that young, but I remember tolerating the Spanish TV stations around here, because that's who were showing the Olympic Auditorium shows.
Oh, I got in so much trouble in San Antonio. I totally blanched you. That is first match. I used to come out of L.A. on, I think it was Channel 34, 39, something like that, maybe 52. And I got in so much trouble there one time. I don't know, Chris. I don't know how much time. I'm just honored to be on your show. I don't want to be babbling here.
Babble right away. You babble good.
God bless you. And so I, you know, it's my first break, and I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm in Los Angeles, and Tijuana, one of the things they do for the tourists, so they got a donkey, and they paint the donkey like a zebra. So I get on Spanish TV, and you know, all day I'm painting this doggone donkey, and it's kicking me in the shins and kicking me in the donkey, donkey, you know. And I got it all painted like a zebra. I get on it. I got a sombrero, and I got a carrot and a stick on the donkey. And I'm talking about some wonderful athletes. Their names were Chavo Guerrero, Gory Guerrero, a legend in Mexico, not with us anymore. And I'm doing this promo. and they really got angry on TV. So the promoter, Mike LaBelle, comes to me and says, listen, you need to apologize. So, at the time of my life, I thought I was pretty good. You know, I realized how little I know now, however. So I went on the TV, and for 3 weeks I said, I apologize to all the Hispanic community, and on the gaita, which is the bagpipes, I'm going to learn the Mexican national anthem. The second week I come on, I says, you know, it's just a little bit of a difficult transition, but I've almost got, third week goes on TV, this is it, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Lennon, the late Jimmy Lennon, God bless his soul, please rise for the Mexican national anthem. Everybody's quiet, Chris. I couldn't believe how these folks stood up, God bless them, with their hands over their hearts. Jimmy Lennon put the microphone down by my chanter of my pipes. I piped up, and I started to play. Okay, the night never got started. In come the chairs, my first stabbing. So, you know, I learned the ability of crowd control real early in life just out of a survival technique. And that's the kind of stuff that's in the book.
That's one of the common threads that you're going to see in Roddy's book. It seems that police from time to time showed up and they were heading your way.
Howard Stern, he says to me, he says, you know, you look normal. He says, but you're not. And I says, Howard, they've been telling me that my whole life, and I just can't figure it out. And he was a nice man. And all the people, including yourself, just, I see these wrestlers today, and I have a lot of respect for them, but they forget that if it wasn't for people like Chris and DiBello and people around these radio stations that are our meat and potatoes, we'd be nothing. And I'm telling you, young generation, you can just slap upside the head, you Buff Bagwells, and I don't know, whoever you are. You better take care of these guys because they're the salt of our business. And without you, Chris, I'd be nothing. And I'm so proud to come to Brunswick. It's my privilege to come there and say goodbye to the folks.
Yeah, let me give you the rundown of what Roddy's up to again. Starting tomorrow at 2 o'clock over at East Brunswick at the Borders Books and Music. That's at the Mid-State Mall. Then tomorrow night in Watchung at the Borders Books and Music at the Watchung Square Mall. That's 7 o'clock. Flips over to Pennsylvania outside of Allentown and Whitehall on Sunday for the Borders Books and Music, 4 o'clock. Then you got the granddaddy of them all, the Big Bang Show, Monday afternoon. Planet Hollywood, that's at 1540 Broadway. That's at 4 o'clock. Let me give you a little tip. If you don't know where these places are, just go to the town, look for a whole lot of people.
Yes, InThePillarPiper.com has a schedule of the tour, and it's got free footage for the folks of these guys in the tour bus driving me nuts. And thank you. Route 22, didn't Bruce Springsteen wrote a song about Route 22?
I think he wrote every song has something about Jersey in it.
Yeah. In any case, sir, may you be a half an hour in heaven before the devil knows you're dead. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Have a wonderful holiday season. Huh?
And thank you for telling the one hell of a story. For whether or not someone's a pro wrestling fan, you're still going to get a kick out of everything Roddy shares. In the Pit with Piper, the website, InThePitWithPiper.com. Roddy, happy holidays, you and the family.
God bless you. Thank you very much, sir.